Nobody looks stupid when they're having fun.
Every mother needs a wife. I've always had a job, so when I had my two children, I didn't assume I would stop working. I slowed down, which I was happy to do. I was grateful that I could. Most can't. However, I had no plans of being a full-time stay-at-home mother. This is not to say that I think being a stay-at-home mother is not a job. It certainly is. It's just not for me. Remember my motto, good for you, not for me. The whole business of working mothers and stay-at-home mothers is so touchy. Well, tetchy, if you're a Brit. The subject inherently sucks. Not a week goes by without annoying and bullshit articles claiming, breast milk makes kids better liars, or you should only have one child unless you live on a farm. We torture ourselves and we torture each other, and all of it leads to a lot of women-on-women crime. Here are some examples. A stay-at-home mother is introduced to someone as Aiden's mom, rather than her own name, which apparently doesn't matter. A working mother is out at a function and people say, "What are you doing? Don't you have little kids? Who's watching them?" A new mother talks about how she's breastfeeding her baby because she just wants her baby to be healthy. A working mother sees a woman breastfeeding and asks her, "Are you still doing that?" A working mother acts like she's too busy to answer emails. A stay-at-home mother acts like she's too busy to answer emails. A stay-at-home mother talks about how she doesn't work because they're only young once and she doesn't want to miss a thing. A working mother talks about how it's not quantity, it's quality. A stay-at-home mother needs a nanny, can afford one, and refuses to hire one, and in doing so denies her kids another caring and nurturing adult and denies herself some much-needed personal time and self-care. A working mother relies too heavily on her nannies and feels defensive about it, so she overcompensates by talking nonstop about some weird music class she took her kid to once. A stay-at-home mother approaches a working mother and grills her about how many hours she works. She gets really interested in what time the working mother leaves in the morning and comes home at night. Then she comments, "I honestly don't know how you do it." I've gotten that last one a lot. The "I don't know how you do it" statement used to get my blood boiling. When I heard those words, I didn't hear, "I don't know how you do it." I just heard, "I don't know how you could do it." And I would be feeling so overworked and guilty and overwhelmed, and suddenly I would be struck over the head by what felt like someone else's bullshit. It was an emotional drive-by, a random act of women-on-women violence. In my fantasy, I would answer, "What do you mean, how do I do it? You really want to know the ins and outs of my nanny schedule? Do you want to know how I balance child care with my husband and the different ways I manipulate and negotiate work to help me put my kids first when needed?" Sometimes I would fantasize about answering the question, "How do you do it?" with quick one-word answers. Ambivalence. Drugs. Robots. Of course, the ultimate comeback would be, "Well, obviously you don't know how I do it, because you don't do it. You couldn't. What do you do again?" See what I did there? Crime. There's an unspoken pact that women are supposed to follow. I'm supposed to act like I constantly feel guilty about being away from my kids. I don't. I love my job. And mothers who stay at home are supposed to pretend they're bored and wish they were doing more corporate things. They don't. They love their job. If we all stick to the plan, there will be less blood in the streets. But let me try to answer the question for real. Do you want to know how I do it? I can do it because I have a wife. Every mother needs a wife. My wife's name is Dawa Choden. Sometimes it's Mercy Caballero. It used to be Jackie Johnson. Dawa is from Tibet, Mercy is from the Philippines, and Jackie is from Trinidad. Over the past 5 years, they've helped me and Will take care of our children. We're lucky. Some people cannot afford this option and have little family support. Every mother needs a wife. Some mothers' wives are their mothers. Some mothers' wives are their husbands. Some mothers' wives are their friends and neighbors. Every working person needs someone to come home to and someone to get them out of the house, someone who asks questions about their day and maybe fixes them something to eat. Every mother needs a wife who takes care of her and helps her become a better mother. The women who have helped me have stood in my kitchen and shared their lives. They've made me feel better about working so hard because they work hard too. They're wonderful teachers and caretakers, and my children's lives are richer because they are part of our family. The biggest lie and the biggest crime is that we all do this alone and look down on people who don't. Can't we all agree that more eyes on a kid is ultimately better? Doesn't that at least lower the chances of him running into the street? Now, let me tell you about this music class I took my kid to once.